From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This is what flying sounds like.
3, 2, 1, see ya.
Almost a year ago, Mark Sutton climbed to the peak of the Eiger in Switzerland and jumped. Instead of falling, Sutton glided. He was wearing a wingsuit that expanded, making him look like a giant flying squirrel. After several minutes, he landed among friends in a field far below.
Oh, God, these suits are just amazing.
Mark Sutton was an experienced skydiver. He was also the stuntman who flew into the Olympic Stadium in London during the opening ceremony, dressed as James Bond. Sutton died earlier this month on a wingsuit jump from a helicopter in Switzerland. Since then, at least two more men have died in wingsuit jumps, Mario Richard and Alvaro Bulto. Clearly, this kind of wingsuit jumping is an extreme sport. But just how dangerous is it? Well, Dr. Omer Maidan is an orthopedist who specializes in sports medicine at the University of Colorado Medical School. Dr. Maidan, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
You've addressed this question of how dangerous it is. How common is death in a wingsuit?
Unfortunately, very common. In the past months or so, we've seen more than 10 fatalities. The majority, 9 out of 10, were using wingsuits.
You actually have written a scholarly article about this and looked at 39 deaths of people who were using wingsuits. And I gather that death was as often caused by hitting a cliff or, in one case, a building on the way down as hitting the ground at the end of the jump.
That's correct. And one of the main things with proximity flying, meaning jumping off a cliff with a wingsuit and trying, as opposed to fly away from the cliff, fly next to the cliff and trying to outfly various geographical features, you have to judge the flight path way before you're actually getting there and trying to outfly that specific feature. And if you have, like, the smallest mistake, you can actually impact the cliff quite easily.
How fast are people falling in that descent?
Anywhere between 90 to 140 miles per hour.
I should say here, base jumping. The base here is an acronym which describes the fixed points people jump from. Base is buildings, antennas, spans, and the earth. You've done this?
Oh, hundreds of times.
And how would you describe the sensation of doing it?
Oh, it's almost indescribable. It's something that you really have to try, even so, you know, it's very hard to understand what type of feeling you get once you are free-falling just next to a cliff or next to a building in the middle of the night. And the problem with base jumping, specifically with proximity flying with a wingsuit, is there is no second chance. There is no margin for error at all whatsoever. So the slightest mistake would be a death.
In one of the YouTube videos about base jumping and these wingsuits or squirrel suits, a jumper named Jeb Corliss has a near-fatal accident jumping off Table Mountain in Cape Town, South Africa. His friend and fellow jumper, Joby Ogwin, says, and I'm quoting, "All of our friends are dead from climbing or base jumping or wingsuit flying. They've all gotten wiped out. It's kind of just a few of us left." Does this story fit into the category when bad things happen to crazy people who are taking ridiculous risks?
It's very hard for me to relate to crazy people and ridiculous risks. And Jeb Corliss is one of my best friends. We've been jumping together for almost 15 years now. And the thing is that most of these guys are guys with a lot of knowledge and experience. But sometimes, like every extreme sports athlete, they are trying to push the envelope. And when you push the envelope and you don't have, again, margin for error, you pay for it.
You can stay comfortably inside the envelope in this sport and still be doing something incredibly dangerous.
Well, you know, everybody obviously perceive it a bit differently. Mm-hmm. You can find base jumps which are more casual and less put you into a position where you can actually die. And we usually, when we look at a new jump, we look at the percentage, how we perceive that percentage of surviving that jump. Jeb and myself jumped the Eiffel Tower, and it was a very dangerous jump, but we both managed to survive it because we planned it well.
When we speak of Mark Sutton and of Mario Richard as people who died doing this, are they two out of thousands of people who do this sort of thing, or two out of a couple of hundred people who do it? How many people are engaged in this?
We don't have, like, an actual registration of how many people are doing it, but we assume, you know, with personal communication to the guys who are actually manufacturing these wingsuits, that there's about 3,000 base jumpers. And I would say that maybe out of these, less than 10% actually utilize wingsuit to jump off cliffs.
You're talking about 300 people or so, of
yeah,
whom there are commonly deaths.
Yeah, we lose about 6 to 7% a year.
You're a father of three?
Yeah, I'm a father of three kids.
Have you pushed the envelope as far as you care to push it, or would you still try to make your jumps higher, faster, farther?
I've definitely modified my jumping regime since I have my kids. I keep on jumping, but yeah, I can definitely say that having a family and having kids made me look at things a little bit differently.
Well, Dr. Omer Meydan of University of Colorado Medical School, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.